Good morning. It's June 4th. Welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion to the book of the same name. Today's topic is waiting. Do not be quickly provoked in your spirit, for anger resides in the lap of fools. Ecclesiastes 7, 9. A couple weeks ago, I was operating in our outpatient surgery center. Elective surgery was once again permitted with severe restrictions during this stage of the relentless pandemic. Not only were we all required to wear personal protective gear, including N95s and shields, but once a patient is intubated or extubated, no one can open the operating room door for 21 minutes. Don't get me started on the controversial arguments behind that particular draconian rule. In any event, shortly into the procedure, I discovered that the scrub nurse had pulled the wrong trocar for the case, such that the laparoscope and camera would not fit down the sleeve. Normally, this was a 10-second fix by switching out the trocar for the next size up. With COVID-19, however, we had to wait another 15 minutes before anyone could open the door to go get the correct trocar. Are you kidding me? My mother used to quote a phrase that came immediately to mind. Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. Seldom found in women. Never found in men. Waiting is not something I am particularly adept at. Delayed gratification is just not my thing. This could be the reason for Amazon being my one major stockholding. But the fact is, waiting isn't comfortable for anyone. Of course, there are much bigger waits than delivery of a trocar. Waiting for a baby to arrive comes to mind. Poor elephants. Waiting to see if the cancer's all gone. Waiting for the biopsy results. Waiting for your teenage child to return when it's already long past curfew. Waiting for Christmas when you're 8. Waiting till your father comes home. Yikes. Waiting in a surgery waiting room. Waiting to see if your name is on the list of layoffs. Waiting for someone missing to be found. Those my age and older remember waiting for the spacecraft to come back into contact after traversing the dark side of the moon. Or waiting to see if the parachutes opened during re-entry. The list is, quite naturally, infinite. Waiting can be excruciating. When a close friend is waiting in that surgery waiting room, it is often best to just be there. As Job's friend in the Bible were, more a comfort in their silent presence than they would be in giving helpful advice or platitudes. Waiting can go hand in hand with patience, or hand in hand with anger and frustration. I can tell you from personal experience that option A works better. The Message translation of our opening quote illustrates this well. Quote, don't be quick to fly off the handle. Anger boomerangs. You can spot a fool by the lumps on his head. Close quote. Other scriptures can tell you too. Hopefully at one point you will have gone to Galatians 5:22 and memorized the 9 fruits of the Spirit. Number 4, patience. Now, recall that these are not talents to be developed and honed. They are outgrowths of the indwelling Holy Spirit, when we give Him free rein to our lives. That means that as we become more Christ-like, in other words, as we are sanctified, these fruits will manifest themselves more fully in our actions and daily demeanor. We become more Christ-like by getting to know Him intimately. We get to know Him intimately through prayer, study of Scripture, observation of His magnificent creation all around us, worship, fellowship with other believers, and obedience. Waiting can be tough. Waiting on the Lord can be tough. Often we would certainly prefer that God acted on our timetable rather than His. As I've said before, all men desire to serve God. Just most would prefer to do so in an advisory capacity. But Christ has gifted us with patience when He gifted us with the Holy Spirit. We can work on being patient with various tricks, from counting to 10 all the way to furious exercise. But that won't be as effective as keeping your eyes focused on Jesus to the very best of your ability. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Genesis 29:20. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. 1 Corinthians 13:4. A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, but the one who is patient calms a quarrel. Proverbs 15:18. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Psalm 27:14. Dear Heavenly Father, We know that your ways are not our ways and your thoughts are not ours, but it is still hard to wait sometimes. Holy Spirit, remind us that the Lord waits patiently on us every day to come to Him when He calls and to grow into obedience. Grant us the peace of mind to wait on outcomes in faith, not worrying before things have even occurred. Are not the flowers of the field clothed and the sparrows fed? Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.